It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Jail breaks screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carricker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carricker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carricker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carricker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carricker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, you know what you're going to get. Grab your lunch, come join us 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Again, grab your lunch, come join us. What you're going to hear: Husker sports, college football, sports in general. What you're going to get: unique insight, unbridled honesty. And producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right. As you can imagine, as always, it's a loaded show. Lots of stuff to talk about, lots of stuff to get into, dive into. John Butler talks about the defense. All right. His honest thoughts on the defense, how they want to play, what he's seen, what he's like, what needs to improve. Dylan Raiola had a press conference at the end of last week as well. All right, and a bunch of players had a press conference recently as well, from Keona Davis to Dawson McCullough and a bunch of other guys. So we're going to dive through all their thoughts, all the things that they shared, give our thoughts, our opinions, our reaction. Now, we've got a clip from a show. All right. Clay Travis. Some people like him. Some people aren't fans. Dude's a passionate college football guy. So when he talks college football, I tend to listen. And the clip is a little bit rough. Jake has informed me. We may wait till the next segment, or we may paraphrase. But basically, he poses the question, would Nebraska be a better fit in the SEC? I thought he made some interesting points. We will dive into that as well. All right. Hour one of the Adam Carricker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about the residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's HamiltonTel.com. So, going back to yesterday's convo real quick. This 4,022-team college football playoff that the Big Ten is proposing. I've had more time to think about it. Right now, we can't get a 14-team and a 16-team playoff, everyone to agree on it, the format, how it's going to work. So why would they come out with this? And I threw it out there yesterday, and I've thought about it since. I am like 99.4% convinced, because if I'm going to round, I'm going to round down to 99, because that makes sense, that they're throwing out a bunch of BS, and then they're going to come back to the 16-team model that, frankly, didn't get approved. I thought a lot of people, like myself, love the 14-team playoff model, AQ model. Initially, some people liked the 16-team model, but then it was pointed out. Now, there's an AQ model, which is similar to the 14-team model, just 2 extra at-large spots. It was pointed out that you're going to have losers of playing games that would get that 15th and 16th seeds. So I was kind of like, that didn't make sense. Make more money. It doesn't make more sense. And then the 14-team model, actually the AQ model, seemed to actually get a fair amount of steam, but couldn't get on the same page with the SEC. The 16-team model also had another aspect to it, or option to it, which was the 5 conference champs and the 11 basically wildcard spots, at-large spots. And then it was pointed out that you're going to get, you know, probably about 8 SEC teams in there every year. So that kind of was initially exciting to people, and then I think it lost steam. They're going to add teams to the playoff. I think we all know that. It's all coming. For me, I've always liked college football for many reasons. The purity of it, the passion of it. I was a Nebraska football fan. If you're a Nebraska football fan, you're probably going to like college football too. It was one of one in the aspect that the regular season mattered the most. Hey, I grew up loving the NBA. I did. And I've talked about how I hope it comes back to being more competitive, what it once was in previous shows. And I felt like it was starting to get there a little bit in the playoffs, especially the finals. I immensely enjoyed the Thunder and the Pacers. But I didn't watch the NBA anywhere near as much as I watched college football, because I knew until the playoffs, I would really start tuning in, especially during the conference finals, Bulls Knicks every year. And then ultimately, whoever the Bulls was going to end up playing, whether it was the Trailblazers, Jazz, et cetera, Supersonics. Man, we never did get that Houston Rockets, Chicago Bulls finals. Hakeem versus Jordan. The Dream versus his Royal Airness. Jordan, I guess, had to go play some baseball or whatever. But, you know, multi-sport athletes, Jake, we advocate for him here. There are limits to things, though. But I like, college football was always the creme de la creme for me because it was one of one. It was unique. And the regular season made it special. I always did feel like the month of December was kind of wasted as a kid. And then you got championship weekend, which started in 1992 with the SEC championship game, Alabama, Florida. I still to this day wonder, Antonio Langham, if he doesn't have that pick six. Because Florida's going in to score and win the game. He gets the pick six, takes it to the house, seals the SEC championship for an undefeated Alabama team, who then goes on to play Miami. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, they molly-whop them with one of the best defenses college football has ever seen in the Sugar Bowl. But if Florida wins, I wonder if other conferences look around and they're like, no, we just knocked ourselves out of the national title game. I've always wondered how that could have altered the course of college football had Florida gone in and won. Florida had 3 losses. They weren't going to play for a national title. But Alabama wins, and so all of a sudden we have conference championship games. Now, usually, you know, the end of December bowl games start, but there's about 3 weeks every year where I'm like, it's just nothingness. I'm just waiting. And if there was going to be a college football playoff, I always thought that was a decent time to do it. That 3 weeks, that 2 to 3 weeks where I'm just sitting and waiting, twiddling my thumbs, waiting for Christmas. And then one of my favorite holidays every year is New Year's, simply because of the major bowl games that were played, especially at that point in time. So I always knew playoffs were coming. I didn't hate the idea, but I always had a limit. In my mind, I've said it before, I liked 8. Okay. My limit was always like 16. You go beyond 16 and now we're just getting out of hand with it. So I think the Big Ten looked around. Conferences are looking around. How do we make more money? How do we maximize on December? How do we bleed the games all the way into February, which is what it seems like they're trying to do? National championship was January 22nd last year. I think that's right. I could be wrong. Way too much time off in between a lot of these games, in my humble opinion. But they're like, you know, if there's something we really, really want, you can do this in your everyday life. Something you really, really want, but nobody likes it. You know what you do? You know how you get your way? Well, first of all, you explain it better. And then if they reject it, it's just a bad idea. Or if you just don't know how to explain it that great, which in my opinion, I felt like the Big Ten, the messaging wasn't great. Like the 14-team AQ model, the conference championship games matter. The regular season matters because if you get in the conference championship game and you're one of the top two, especially the Big Ten, the SEC, you're automatically in the playoff. And even the 3, 4, 5, and 6, those play-in games, like you're going to have some 8 and 4 teams that qualify for those play-in games. I could see a year maybe with a team with an absurdly tough schedule like a Florida, Oklahoma this year could possibly be like a 6 seed as a 7 and 5 team. And you're like, man, that's a lot of losses. It is. But being a top 2 seed matters. Being a 3-4 seed and hosting that play-in game matters. Everything has a degree of importance to it. Again, it's more than I would like in the playoff as a whole, but there's reasons I can get behind the AQ model, automatic qualifier model. And as Jake pointed out, really the 14 or even 16 team AQ models of 2014 playoff, you're just dubbing the first round play-in games. But I was okay with that because those games mattered. And if you're going to have such huge conferences, not everybody's going to play everybody. It's just not possible. And some teams are going to have insanely hard schedules. Some teams are going to have middle of the road and insanely easy schedules. So how do you figure out who truly deserves to be in playing games? So I didn't hate it. I don't hate divisions in conferences either, but we don't have that right now. Because then everybody plays the same schedule, at least within your division. And you can get an accurate barometer of who's actually the best team in your division rather than these wildly different in-conference schedules. And you're trying to compare apples to apples. And it's really more like watermelons to grapes, which isn't the best way, in my humble opinion, to try to figure out who the better team is. So I think what the Big Ten did is they said, we've either got an idea that everyone hates or we aren't sure how to explain it so everyone understands it. So we're just going to throw out an idea that has no chance of being accepted. It's just god-awful. It's horrifically horrible. Nobody's going to love it. They're all... Did you notice? Like, everyone reported it at the same time. Everyone reported it, and almost everybody had the same verbiage in their report for the national reporters across the country. It was... To me, it appeared like it was purposely leaked on purpose. Otherwise, how does everybody release basically the same verbiage at basically the same time, independent national reporters for college football across the country? How does that happen? Because eventually they're going to come back to the 16-team model, or they could just do the 14-team and we'd be done with it. 16-team model, and everyone will be like, ah, now that's a great idea. It's kind of like, you know, food. Let's say... What's a food you kind of like, kind of don't like? You don't really like it. You'll tolerate it. Like what's a food you kind of like, but don't eat that much, but you will if you absolutely have to, Jake?
Broccoli.
Okay, broccoli. What's a food you hate? I got it. I'm sorry. I got the perfect example. Because I'm sorry. I mean to interrupt. I asked you a question that I hopped in. I apologize.
That's
but
okay.
It popped in my head. Like the 2018 or 2016 college football playoff, 2014 college football playoff is like a human being eating alfalfa.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And then someone offers you broccoli. Bam, Jake's all over it. It tastes like ice cream, right, Jake?
Yeah, it might.
I'm convinced they offered us alfalfa to eat. They're going to offer us broccoli, and everyone's going to hop all over it like it's an ice cream cake. In other words, they gave out such a horrible idea that now when you come back to the idea that wasn't that popular to begin with, 16 teams. I mean, there were some people who liked it. I didn't think it was the majority. People are going to be like, yes, that sounds so great. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, there's a lot to kind of break down and think about when we're looking at this. And it's you just have to remember, and I go back to it, you know, like you're saying, I'm a traditionalist. I love, you know, September college football. Part of the reason why I loved it is it mattered just as much as November. And some people didn't like that, right? They want to see the team that's hot win at the end. I like to see the body of work, you know, kind of earn yourself into the game. Of course, you know, it didn't always work out perfectly when you had that, but it's just kind of interesting to see. I don't completely disagree with what you're saying. I don't know if it was purposely to make you choose the lesser of two evils. I think they did float it out there, you know, and that's what they're saying. Like, right now, it's just kind of a baseline idea. It's not something that's been explored all that much. But again, I just go back to the report I saw or the interview I saw with Eli Drinkwitz and the SEC saying the same thing. So I think there is I think there's actually some legit thought that this would be a better idea, 24, 28 teams. And I'm just kind of torn between it all because I'm not sure what my goal is now as a college football fan. Would a bigger tournament, could that possibly be more entertaining? Yes. Could it be too much? Could it kind of lose its interest? I think college basketball, for as much as we love it, we love the first weekend and the Final Four. The middle, people love too, but it doesn't usually get the same type of ratings. And I think you could kind of get a similar type of deal with football if you expand it too much. Of course, there's all the more games that would be played and put it into it. You have to find a way to navigate how everybody's going to play less games, but the playoff team, you know, if you're, the champions can play 16 games, you can't cut it too much in the regular season like we were saying last year. And that's what I really liked about college football, kind of going back to that, is you didn't have to win a national championship to have an incredible year. Because from the beginning with the regular season, if you lost once or twice, you know, obviously we know you weren't going to make it to the national championship game, but you could still go to the Orange Bowl, win the Fiesta Bowl, you know, and those were still seen as some pretty darn good years, and you'd hang up banners even for that. And now with everything being so championship focused, it just kind of falls into what we do with every other sport, again, to your point earlier. And so to get, you know, I like your passion behind which models you like more and less. I think it's just too far gone. I think like you were kind of saying, if you do an 18 playoff, I think that maybe, I mean, that still wouldn't be ideal, but that would be at least in a realm of teams that deserve to play for a championship. So that's where really what we have to kind of get into the discussion of is what does it mean to deserve to play for a national championship? If we're going to allow 3-4 lost teams in, you know, what are we looking for? But that's already happened. Ohio State would have never won the championship any other year in college football history. We changed the playoff. And again, maybe some people like it. Hey, they're the hottest team. They're the best team by the end. And my argument is, you know, kind of what are we supposed to compare this to historically now? Because again, Ohio State wouldn't have had that chance in any other season. So some people like that. Again, maybe they were the hottest team. Maybe that's what you want to crown your champion. And a lot of people do. A lot of people like the playoff, but the bigger you get, obviously, the more chance, the more games there would be, the more chance for the top teams to lose, and maybe you like mayhem. Maybe that's what people want. But for me, I kind of like a season long champion, and so whether you go to 14 or 16 or 24 or 68, like the college basketball, you know, the regular season just cannot be saved, or at least compared to what it used to be.
Well, they're going to 72, as I think we mentioned yesterday, in college basketball, the NCAA tournament.
They want
to
go to
70. They did turn it down.
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, it's on the table, so they might do it.
They'll come back to it.
Couple years, yeah.
Because why we needed to go to 68 from 64, I didn't understand to begin with. But you make a great point about the college basketball tournament, because everyone will point to how FCS does their thing. By the way, they cap it as a 16-team playoff if you want to bring up the FCS. Again, I'll ask you, how many regular season games of the FCS did you watch if you're going to point to their playoff system? Because I'm going to point to college football's regular season being what always excited me and a lot of other folks the most. So if you're going to point to how they do their playoff, I'm going to ask, well, how do you pay attention to their regular season? Because that's what I pay attention to. Okay. But with the NCAA tournament, you're right. It's really the first round and then the Final Four. College basketball's popularity is built around 3 rounds of games. The round of 64, the round of 4, and then 2, the championship. Their entire season's based on that. I wonder if maybe things were done a little bit differently, people would tune in more throughout the regular season beyond just to watch their local team, you know, beyond just watching Nebraska or the Duke. Like, you're flipping through ESPN. Oh, Duke and North Carolina's on. I'll watch this for about 10 minutes, okay? And I wonder how many people realistically watch it beyond that consistently on a national level.
No, college basketball is extremely regional and, you know, yeah. To your team. And, yeah, I think – college football is not. Obviously, like you said, there's Duke, North Carolina. There's certain matchups you turn into, but yeah, I mean,
that's the only one I can think of.
Could go into that. Yeah.
Okay. And I love college basketball. And if it were up to me, UConn would be in a Power Four conference. But that just tells you how much power college football has over college basketball. UConn, a dominant force in men's and women's basketball, is not a Power Four team because they're a football team. Yes, they do have a Division I football team, if you didn't know that. But they're not a Power Four team, even though their basketball which programs would scream it to high heavens because of the football team. And so you talked about what would the goals be. Well, first of all, if it were an 8-team format, or even 12, if they were going to stay at 12, this is never going to happen. I know this is an alternate universe with which I may live all by myself in, but that's okay. There would be four balanced conferences, not two, and then everybody else. That's not the world we live in, but you start with four balanced conferences. I think that would make more sense. I never liked five. Part of me always thought that maybe the Pac-12 and Big 12 could kind of merge a little bit. The Pac-12 obviously is just Washington State, Oregon State, and then the teams that are coming, like North Texas, etc. But at the time, I always felt like if the Pac-12, Big 12 could kind of merge a little bit, the Big 10 was rock solid, the SEC was rock solid, just make Notre Dame join the ACC. I always thought, just between you and me, make UCF a non-Power Four team again, and maybe those three Florida schools could actually get better, like consistently be what they were when you and I were growing up, top 10, top five teams, and then the ACC becomes strong. Then you got four relatively balanced conferences. We're never going to have that. I understand that. But that was one thought. My goals for college football were keep us one of one. So what makes us one of one? Because you were right, the bowl games, for a long time, if you didn't win the national title, obviously, you know, like you're a Nebraska fan, you want to be in that title game, you want to win the national title. But winning the Big 8, winning the Big 12, going to the Orange Bowl, beating Oklahoma, those were big deals. Those were ginormous deals. Those things don't matter as much anymore. I could argue winning a conference championship, like Lane Kiffin flat out said, if we made the SEC title game, why would we want to play in it? He saw it as a detriment, an extra potential loss. He saw it as I could get guys hurt or I could have a bye week. You know what I mean? And Oregon sure didn't help them out at all. The teams with the two worst regular season losses in all of college football last year played for the national title. Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois. Ohio State lost to Michigan again at home on their home field. And it didn't matter. All that mattered was the second season. You're going to start hearing this second season. What happens in the first season? The regular season, and what happens in the second season. You're going to start hearing this term, the second season, because I heard it a ton in the NFL. Coaches would say, all we got to do is get in the playoff. Yeah, you want the home field, and yeah, you want the bye, and yeah, you want this. We just got to get in. And then anything can happen. And then what happened in the regular season literally doesn't matter anymore. So I heard that a million times. You're going to start to hear the term second season. So for me, what made college football one of one was the regular season. I don't know that we're ever going to get back the exact prestige of what the bowl games used to be. I think they can maintain a certain value. I don't think they're ever going to be what they once were. It'd be really hard to get back to that. So maintain the value of the regular season. You got to factor in trying to maximize revenue because that's part of the sport now if you're going to pay your labor force. All right. And how do we have an exciting playoff that doesn't take too much from the regular season and allows you to find a true national champ? So regular season, how do you generate more revenue? It's got to be factored in. It is a business. An exciting playoff that does not take away from the regular season, yet crowns a true national champ. Because there was a lot of years. I mean, you look back, shared national champs in the 90s. Sometimes you could argue number two should have been voted in over number one. 93, Notre Dame had one loss. Florida State had one loss. Notre Dame beat Florida State. Now, you should argue Nebraska should have beat Florida State. Topic for another day. But Notre Dame fans could argue they should have been national champs that year because they beat the number one team, had the same record. In any world that you live in, the tiebreaker between two teams who faced each other and have the same record goes to the team that won. But the pollsters, their opinion said, no, it's this team in Tallahassee, not the team in South Bend. That's going to be our national champ. Those would be my goals, which is, again, kind of why I like that 14-team playoff. But we'll let that lie for now. I'm sure something else will come up. There'll be new college football playoff talk at some point. At some point, you and I just need to give our predictions because we currently live in a world where there's a 12-team playoff. Okay, the top four teams are not the top four highest rated champs, so you can seed them based on ranking. We should predict, like, who is going to win the conferences? how they get seeded, and then who's going to win the national championship. So maybe we'll have to do that. Do we got to do it by the end of this week? I know week zero is this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we do it by the end of this week? Maybe by the end of Friday's show?
We better make our Big 12 pick before we figure out if the Iowa State or K-State's got a head start.
when do they play?
They play Saturday.
Okay, so by the end of Friday's show, we got to do it. All right, we will do that. And my goal would be to keep college football as unique as possible for folks who are like, hey, I love the postseason, and I love this, and I love that, and I love what these other sports do. Go watch any other sport in the world then. I'm cool with that. Leave mine alone. But it's too late. I understand that. All right. When we come back, let's see. We're going to react to Terry Bredden, what he had to say, Phil Simpson, what he had to say. All right. Keona Davis had some thoughts as well. Dawson McCullough, Dylan Raiola, John Butler, Jordan Ochoa. Keep your eye on him, by the way. That's a freshman to keep your eye on going forward in the future. Hopefully we'll have that clip ready when we come back, and that'll be throughout the course of the next 90 minutes or so. When we come back, we're going to play the clip and react to, again, this is not going to happen, but just for fun. Would Nebraska be a better fit in the SEC? If we could go back and do it all over again, would we go to the SEC? Would they be a better fit, et cetera, the pluses and minuses? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.